A national trend that's been bringing residents into urban cores is dense, highly walkable, mixed-use developments. But the growth rate of these types of projects is slowing down. I'm WJCT News Director Jessica Palumbo. In this business brief, Bill Delaney with Modern Cities tells us what that could mean for Jacksonville.
So this is the American Institute of Architects, AIA, found that growth has really slowed down in urban areas. Previously, for the last several years, the trend had been growing every year. More and more development was happening in urban areas.
And the assumption was that millennials are driving this trend, or they were?
Right. It does come down to millennials. People in their 20s and 30s are now new home buyers.
Up till now, these areas are growing, 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 and now they're growing still, right?
Right, just at a somewhat slower rate. 2016, 68% of all new development in the country was in urban areas. In 2017, it was down to 59%. So it's still growing, but not nearly as fast.
What could this trend mean in Jacksonville?
That's going to be bad news for some of our developments that are online or proposed. You know, it's not going to be good news for Peter Rummel's district development over on the South Bank, which is a high-density, walkable infill development. It's not going to be good news for the Shipyards, which is thought to include a residential component of some kind, and maybe even some of the smaller developments, Laura Street Trio, some of the new residential going in Brooklyn and La Villa. The bottom line for Jacksonville is even if the growth and demand is down, our urban housing stock is still way below the level of demand.
So at least in the short term, there are people who want to move to the urban core.
Yeah, absolutely. If we do want to continue seeing things here, it's probably just going to take incentives, vision, initiative on the part of the city.
That's Bill Delaney with Modern Cities. That's at moderncities.com. I'm WJCT News Director Jessica Palumbo.